Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins. It's good to be with you again. Wow, election season. Everything's hot. Well, Melissa came in and said it's been a slow news cycle. And of course, she was being facetious because there's a lot going on, so much to cover. We'll never get all of it or even a large portion of it, but we're going to try to hit on some of the hot topics. And we is Bob and Mary Griswold.
Hello.
Hello.
And if you haven't been to the blog of rightwinggranny.com, that is Mary's blog, and it's a very conservative blog and has a huge amount of traffic. And we appreciate what she does with that. We have Melissa with us tonight.
Hello.
Unfortunately, we do not have Diane, and we want to ask you to be praying for Diane. Diane was admitted to Vidant Hospital last week. They discovered a tumor on her brain, and it was surgically removed on Thursday, I believe it was. And she is recovering from that. They said they got all of it, and she should fully recover in a few weeks. But continue to pray for her, and we hope to have her back with us soon.
Amen.
We also have Howard and Rainer James with us.
Good evening.
Hey.
Good morning, whichever you listen to us on.
All right. Well, let's see. How do we want to start this out? We're right in the middle of an election. I think everybody knows that. And a lot of dirty stuff goes on during elections. A lot of mudslinging and all kinds of things like that. But, you know, there are some truths that get revealed, and we have a number of those things going on right here in our state. We've got in the Senate race, we have a gentleman that violated the code of military
conduct.
Right? He is a man. I am not quite sure gentleman is applicable.
Okay. Well, you might be correct on that. I stand corrected. We have in the presidential race, we have a candidate that a lot of bad, dirty stuff's being uncovered about his family. That's made the news cycle.
Has it?
Well, it's made some news outlets.
That's the reality of it.
Good
it
point.
Not.
Good point.
You said something, and I don't necessarily want to disagree with you, but I want to kind of clarify.
A lot
of bad stuff is coming out about his family. Well, I wouldn't really care if the bad stuff was only about his family. But unfortunately, the bad stuff seems to involve him to a very high degree.
He seems to be
and
the king of the hill.
At that point, it's important.
Aren't we talking about the presidential candidate, Joe Biden, and his family?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I thought we always meant, might as well make that clear.
Well, I also am concerned because apparently this came because of the revelation from a quote laptop that he had brought in for repairs.
His son
left it over the contract. His son brought it in for repairs, left it over the time of the contract, and the contract said after 90 days, it's my property. And apparently, this laptop was subpoenaed last year, either last December or January, I'm not sure which, but was subpoenaed and in the hands of the FBI back then. Why has the FBI been hiding this? We talk about the problems with that we're hearing about the family. Where do the problems with the FBI stop? I don't want to discredit FBI, the daily agents that are out there doing the work, but I truly want to get to the depths of what is the matter with the top echelon of the FBI.
Maybe Christopher Wray thought it would hatch.
And that might be what President Trump said when he didn't realize the deep state was as deep as it was. The swamp is really deep.
Right. And a lot of it has been cleared out.
Come out, you mean?
the leadership in the FBI and the CIA and other agencies.
But nobody's been really held accountable.
Well, just be patient.
Some people have been fired.
Be patient.
How about Hillary? Is she included?
Well, I'm running out of patience. I'm not good at patience.
But Mary, you know, we've talked about this before. It's necessary to have trustworthy and honest people in place before you can really take actions of that kind.
That is true. I'll grant you that.
What just happened? One of the biggest stories of the decade.
Got a new member of the Supreme Court.
There you go. Yes. We have a new conservative Supreme Court justice. Now, that's going to open the door up for a lot of things to happen. How many judge appointments beyond that have been made?
Something like 300.
Yes.
It's huge.
Right. Okay, so the first term has been used to clean out the bad,
replace it
with some good. Get the groundwork laid out there so you can actually get convictions.
And that's
what we want.
If it were done prematurely, it would fall on its face.
Right.
And if President Trump is reelected, he has a good possibility of getting some more, maybe even two more.
Yep.
You know, Rick, it's interesting that on this bringing in this Supreme Court Associate Justice. Now, remember, this is sexist and racist because this woman was sworn in by the black Supreme Court member,
Clarence Thomas.
Mm-hmm. So how can this be sexist and racist?
Who knows? Since when did the left criticize a woman because she had a racial, mixed race family?
Yep.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. It shows you what their agenda is.
Well, I think they're really, really digging for straws to find something on her because she's pretty impeccable. Yeah.
But you got to, how low do you have to go to have her sitting there with her seven kids sitting behind her, okay, two of them which are black because she adopted them from Haiti, okay, and ask her, will you disavow white supremacy?
That was incredible.
I mean, what kind of idiot are you to do something like
that? How they could do it with a straight face is beyond me.
Yeah.
The good thing that came out of that was that she had a chance to demonstrate her thorough knowledge of the law, and she just runs circles around. They're sitting there with their notes and their pads and asking questions. And she's answering them in such a way that it shows she knows more about it than they do.
And she has no notes.
Right.
I wanted to point out how what you were talking about laying the groundwork, why voting now in person, vote in person, why that is so important all the way down to the school board, from the president to the school board,
Absolutely. That
entire ballot. And if you don't know, I know a lot of people go in, especially if it's your first time voting, you'll go in and you'll say, well, I have no idea what is, this for, you didn't even know these offices existed. There are people outside who will help you and inform you, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. Just, find your people. But get informed. Go talk to those people, and they will fill you in. They've researched these candidates. They know the answers. But we have to have, the president, we don't live in a dictatorship. He can't do it on his own. People want to know, why are these people aren't arrested? Why isn't this happening? He can't do it all on his own. So we have to have it from the bottom up.
And that's very good points that you bring up. What Melissa is saying, it's all linked together.
Sure.
It starts locally. The school board, for instance. Right now in Craven County, it's run and operated a little bit different than it is in other counties. Mm-hmm. Here in Craven County, in the primary, you can only vote for the person running in your district.
Mm-hmm.
In the general election, you can vote for all the seats that are up. This particular election cycle, there's four. The next time, there'll be three because there's seven seats on the school board. So in the general election, you get to vote for all four of those seats. You get to pick a candidate for each one of them. Other counties don't do it that way. Theirs is you only get to do it from your district in the primary and the general election. Okay. Another thing that's different about Craven County is our race for school board is nonpartisan, so it doesn't show on the ballot your party affiliation.
May I say something about that, Rick? To me, that is an outrageous oxymoron. There are people who get very pompous about being nonpartisan. But the truth of the matter is that a party's platform informs the choices of people who choose to be part of that party. So that is a broad hint. The second thing about it is, if the party does not like what you do, even on a school board, they have carrots and sticks, or bribes and blackmail, depending on how you want to call it. They may indicate that you're going to have a primary if you don't get in line. They may indicate that if you do very graciously everything they want, there is money to be had for your next campaign.
Right.
So that party thing really matters.
There is one caveat to that.
Yes?
I heard about a person in California today that was a staunch Republican who ran as a Democrat so he could get elected.
I'd like to see.
It's California.
Oh, okay.
It's California. If he ran as a Republican, he couldn't have got elected.
Hmm. But that's what Mayor Bloomberg did in New York. The Democrat primary was too crowded, so he ran as a Republican, knowing with his name recognition, he could win it, and he did.
It seems kind of hard to hang on to your conscience and play those sorts of games.
I still agree with you that it does need to be on the ballot.
Yeah.
It needs to be a partisan thing.
It doesn't tell all, but it is a broad hint.
Right. It's an indicator as to what they are, at least what their views and morals and, you know, all that are. Now, before I got interrupted.
Sorry.
What was I talking about? Oh, the school board. At the school board level, we want to change those things.
Absolutely.
Okay, here in Craven County. Mm-hmm. At least some of the candidates, conservative candidates that are running for school board would like to see that changed. How do we get it changed? We have to go to the state legislature. Mm-hmm. What do we need at the state legislature in order to do that? We need an ally. We need a conservative mind, somebody that will, you know, work with us to make that happen.
Certainly.
Okay. And it goes right on up the chain, lieutenant governor.
So the interactivity goes on and on.
Right.
Sure.
Rick, I worked on that sometime in the past, and what I learned was that they also, the board of commissioners of that county, well, a lot of times depend on what the school board says they want. And then that's the problem. The school board's always wanted it this way. But if we change the school board, then we have a shot at saying the school board will go to the board of commissioners and say we would like to have it by district only. And then the people that can make the decision in Raleigh, our legislature, they go along with it. They almost always go along with what the local people want.
Right. So. But you have to have that chain the way up to D.C., because you can only go so far, and then it's got to go to the next level. So you have to have like-minded people that are allies all the way up that chain. We got to take a break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we were in the middle of an interesting discussion on the chain of the importance of voting all the way from the bottom of the ballot all the way to the top, from the school board to the president. And Mary, you were talking to me earlier about an article, I think it was in Scholastic Magazine.
Yes, John Hinderacher at Powerline Blog posted an article quoting some of what Scholastic Magazine is reporting about President Trump's stand on racial justice. And this is what they have said.
Okay, so what we're talking about here is what our kids are actually being
learning.
This is learning in school.
I don't know if anybody else does. I remember getting Scholastic Magazine in school.
Oh, I do too, yeah.
And it was like you got to read the news stories on a level you could understand them.
Yes. Yeah.
So this is something kids are taking in as gospel.
And when you were doing it in school, it was an entirely different Scholastic
Magazine. I'm sure it was.
Just like the Weekly Reader. Weekly Reader.
That was another one.
Well, now it's a socialist magazine.
Well, what do you hear what Junior Scholastic is reporting?
All right.
This is what they're saying about President Trump and racial justice. The long history of unjust treatment of black people in America is a major focus of this election. This past spring, in the wake of police killings of black Americans, huge protests erupted across the country in support of the Black Lives Matter movement. Meanwhile, the coronavirus pandemic has seriously underscored the widespread problem of racial inequality in the United States. Data shows that people of color are contracting and dying of the virus at higher rates, largely because of the wealth gap that exists between white people and people of color. Many Americans of all races are now demanding an end to police violence and other injustices toward black people. Now, I want to go a little further down the article where they say about President Trump. He opposed protesters' calls for reforms and has taken an aggressive stance against the largely peaceful demonstrations.
Gosh.
In July, for instance, he sent federal police to Portland, Oregon to break up rallies there. Rallies? Local officials say these officers illegally detained protesters and sparked violence. First of all, we've had riots for a couple of nights now in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Because of a black man being shot. Well, the black man was coming after the policeman with a knife. I don't care if you're pink with purple stripes. If you come after a policeman with a knife, there are going to be consequences.
Oh,
but you also left out that the police were there because the family had called because the man had a knife.
And he was threatening the family.
Yep.
Oh, good grief. Yep. That whole thing is so misrepresentative of the true situation on every single item it touches.
And how does the fact that you believe a man was unjustly killed, and I'm not saying that I don't believe that's what happened, but that's what these people believe, make it justifiable for you to go into Walmart and steal a washing machine? I mean, that's a bit of a stretch to me. Missing something here.
Mary, did I miss something that didn't? Aren't you talking about something that the children are exposed to, students are exposed
yes.
to?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, goodness.
I remember reading that in school.
That's the propaganda they're being exposed to. And then she switched over to
what's happening now.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But what are they, again, what are the people in these communities being taught about this? And in, I believe it was Portland, Trader Joe's was invaded, and I use that word on purpose,
certainly,
by Black Lives Matter or Antifa, demanding that they contribute 15% of their profits to their organization.
Protection racket.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So Trader Joe's, who has four locations in Portland, or Seattle, it's one or the other, is going, I mean, does anybody think they're going to remain there if this continues?
No.
I mean, they're cutting their own throat. You're in a poor neighborhood, and you're shaking down the only source of groceries you have in that neighborhood. That's not smart.
No, right. It isn't. And Mary, it goes well beyond that, because you're talking about current consequences to current adults, but you started in on that by what children mm-hmm. are reading mm-hmm. in school, and that is shaping our future.
Absolutely.
It is bending their minds in a very wrong direction. It is misrepresenting the situation so that they don't see the truth of what's going on. They see a very distorted image. That is even more alarming to me than that shakedown. That's on the surface and everybody can see it. This is an iceberg and only the tip is showing. It's something that needs to change, and it needs to change.
It's a political agenda, and mm-hmm. it's an opinion piece of somebody with that political agenda. It's not fact. And you know,
anything but.
Right. And the race baiting that goes on. These people are not being shot by police because of their color. They're being shot because of their criminal activity. Okay, now people say, well, you don't have to shoot them. You don't have to shoot them. You could deal with it some other way. Maybe we could bring out a social worker and they could talk to them. You know,
when somebody's coming at you with a knife.
Okay.
Uh-huh, right.
Well, I would expect that they invoke that with the Secret Service. That here, if somebody's protecting a presidential candidate, that if somebody threatens that Secret Service should stop and get the psychologist.
Yeah. No, I've watched a number of self-defense films, a series of them, mm-hmm. and it really opens your eyes when they show you actual real-life experiences.
Yeah.
How much territory or how much distance
mm-hmm.
can a criminal with a knife in his hand cover in 5 seconds?
He's there.
He can get on you before you can get your gun out of your holster, and he can put that knife in
you. I've seen similar things, and the point is often made, and I see it from, look at the ones that are aimed at women very frequently.
Right.
They make the point that women hesitate too long, and it costs them dearly.
It doesn't take but a second or
yeah.
two. That's all. Just that little bit of hesitation, and you know, the other thing you take into consideration is the mental capacity of the person that you're dealing with. Are they on a drug or something else that's causing them to have superhuman strength? And you know,
and feeling no pain.
Right, you don't have time to sit here and think through all of that stuff. When you see somebody coming at you with a weapon, you can only assume they have the intent of using that weapon on you.
Yeah.
And you need to stop them. And that's what's happening over and over and over again. All of these instances that have caused these riots were all the same. It was criminal activity. It had nothing to do with their race.
I have a couple of things to add on that, and I actually could go on for hours, but I won't. But a couple of things is, you know, even when they talk about unarmed, you know, there was a video we watched actually tonight, right? Yep. Before we came, the man was unarmed. And he was a white man. It doesn't matter. What I hate that.
No, that's not the point.
Exactly. This man came at the officer with an attitude and left, came back with an attitude. And the next thing you know, he's punched upside the head on the temple. The man was able to overcome the cop, even though he was smaller than the cop, and get his gun and pistol whip him with it. Okay.
Good grief.
And ended up shooting at, what were there, three officers in that room?
Yeah.
So my point is, this officer, yes, he's in a uniform, you know, and that is his job out there to put himself on the line. Yes, he's doing that, but he also wants to go home. And
of
he
course.
Deserves to go
right.
home.
Of course.
He deserves to go home. His kids deserve to have him come home that night. And why, at the risk of someone threatening his life, should he not defend his just to not
Yeah, should
tick
he
off
die
everyone?
So he doesn't cause a riot?
Exactly. Exactly. That line of thinking is so absurd to me. You know, this man deserves his life as well.
Right.
So don't, and you're absolutely right. Every single one. And this whole mental issue. Okay. People who, you know, there have been, I think, three that I've read about, not recent ones. They've stretched over a year or two. But you have the family calls because they can't control.
Right.
And they say, well, he has mental issues. Twice it turned out there were drugs involved. Once there was not. He really was having, you know, a mental issue. And that's okay. But you want to talk about calling in a social worker or a psychologist for that to ride along with these police. How many times have you seen, you know, these people take an innocent person standing there and they'll take them hostage? You know, why do you think they're going to be able to calm them down? This person coming at them with a knife. Why do you think? But you called the police and now you're mad that you could not control your own family member.
Yep.
You were threatened. You were scared. You needed help. And now you're going to riot at the police because you called them to help you control the uncontrollable. It just all.
Right. And the first instance you were talking about there, the police officer was trying to de-escalate the situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he let this guy come right up to him. And all of a sudden, the guy swung and hit him and knocked him off his feet.
Yep.
Oh my.
Next thing you knew, he was on top of him and had his pistol pulled out.
Yep.
So, you know, that was just split seconds of activity.
So it shows how lack of taking forceful action can cause it to go south in a hurry.
I've also seen the videos of these leaders that are against the police because of the police brutality and what they've done. So they take them in and they put them through the training with the simulators.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They say, okay, you show us how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They go through that simulation and they see how many times they get shot or killed.
Yeah.
Or kill someone
or
else.
Kill, right.
Kill
yeah.
an innocent.
Kill an innocent person. And when they get through going through that, their mind is completely changed.
I'm going to bring up, you know, if you are a person that wants to use self-defense carrying,
mm-hmm.
you are encouraged. Not only encouraged, but darn it, just do it. You need to train enough so that you're working with muscle memory, not thinking about it. You need muscle memory. When you learn to play a piano, you play a piano by muscle memory. When you learn to drive, you learn to drive and react by muscle memory. You don't always have to think about every situation. I would suggest that the police are working often with muscle memory. When they get to that point that they have to react, there is one way that they are trained to
uh-huh.
react.
Right.
Yeah, I'd like to add to that to what Bob is saying there. You know, you see these old Western movies where they have the Mexican standoff, two guys with a gun pointed at each other. I know who wins the one who pulls the trigger, because you cannot react to that situation. So if you want to be alive after that, you better pull the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, first one to pull it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we need to take another break to hear from our sponsors. Please come back and join us after these messages.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, Go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, folks, we hope you've been enjoying the conversation so far, so we're going to switch topics and go to something else that's very important. You know, promises made, promises kept. One of those promises that the president made was about our border security, and that it was build the wall. He met great opposition against that, but he found a way to get it done, and it's been getting done. And Mary, give us an update on
it. It was a very contentious battle. One of the places that the border wall has been put in is in San Diego, and the border wall in San Diego goes 100 feet out into the ocean. And the Border Patrol in San Diego is talking about the dramatic increase in the number of arrests made over the past 12 months. And they're arresting people illegally coming into the country. But more important than that, they're arresting drugs, people with drugs coming into the country. And because the wall is there, there are a limited number of places where people can come through. The wall in most places goes underground 10 feet, so building tunnels is a bit of a challenge also. So they were talking about 2019, 662 arrests, 2020, 1,271. Mm. In 2015, there were 219 people arrested. So that's
a little bit of a change. Yes.
That's the change. And then,
so you're telling me that more people are trying to come over?
No, I'm telling you that they're getting them.
I'm just trying to get the liberal viewpoint.
Okay. And the amount of drugs. Now, I had some information on the drug bust, but I lost that. But
Let me ask you a question. If the wall's there and it's effective, how are they catching them?
Because they're going around the wall.
Oh.
They're going out to sea. And that was the interesting part of this. They're using skidoos and paddle boats and anything they can. But what is happening, the shore patrol or the border patrol has gone out into the ocean to get them. And oftentimes when a boat is seized, the people on it will leave a cell phone behind. And all the border patrol has to do is hack into that cell phone. And they've got all kinds of information about what routes they're using, how they're doing it, and everything else. So they are really...
Bravo for the home team.
Yeah, the home team has had a very good year because they've limited the places where people can come across, and it's easier to patrol those places.
I want to point out what she said about the hacking into the cell phone with the routes and everything. What you need to understand is that getting people across the border is a business.
Yes.
It is a huge business. The cartel makes many, 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 many bucks off of this, okay? It is a business. This is not your little tiny family. Oh my gosh, we're so poor. Run, run, run to the border and pray we get over to the promised land. That is not what is happening here. These people are paying money to get here, or these children are being kidnapped. These young women are being kidnapped and used in sex trafficking, a human slave trade, which is done by coyotes, and we are not talking about the furry animal. And the fact that this was actually a trend on Twitter after the president said in the final debate that their coyotes were bringing them over the border, and we had people who actually serve in high positions of the government who are Democrats, who have a law degree. We have people who are news media people, educated people, want to know how a coyote, i.e. the animal, carries a whole human being across the border.
Wasn't that a joke?
No, it was not a joke.
A Georgia representative was really, really concerned and really, really went to...
And it was not a joke. And there were also hundreds of examples given of people on Twitter who were asking about the coyote and needed an explanation of what he was talking about.
Well,
because they do not know.
We give it an American pronunciation, but coyote, or however they pronounce it, is what they call people who do this work.
Exactly. Just like a mule is not...
Carrying drugs.
Who's carrying the drugs in. The coyote is carrying these people over here. It is a big business. And I met, actually, we had a little get together for some people when Mark Robinson came to town Saturday. And I met someone there. He's a cop now, but he is a Mexican. He was born in Mexico. And he did live near the border and would go back and forth with a couple of his friends. In his younger years, he said he lived, because of being in Mexico, he kind of lived near that, you know, crazy cartel life that it's very easy to get near. And he said, absolutely, all of that, the horror stories you hear about these people being kidnapped and brought over here, or, you know, for every person that's brought in, they're making up to $7,000 a body.
Well, the article in the Washington Examiner that I used as my source talked about a small boat that had 3,000 pounds of methamphetamine in it.
Ugh.
How many potential overdoses is that? How many American lives have been saved because of this border wall?
Yep.
And when you want to talk about separating the children at the border, they keep talking about these 488 kids who have been separating. Okay, they were not separated from their parents. They were given the DNA test, the people who brought them here, they were not even family related, okay? Mm-hmm. They were DNA tested. Of course they took them from those people. Now, their parents, who knows what, were they killed when their children were kidnapped, okay, and brought over here?
We don't know.
To be sold into sex traffic? Are their parents, they're somewhere in Mexico, okay? did the parents sell those kids? You don't know. Okay, yeah. So don't act like the mom and dad came across the border with little Joey and Helen and they ripped them out of their arms. That is not what is happening.
No, some of them from South America and other countries down there, their parents are so desperate to try to get them here to have a normal life.
Yes.
Get them out of socialism and and out of just the squalor.
Away from the cartel.
Right. That they pay, take my child and get them to the United States.
Right.
And they may never see them again.
Exactly.
And they probably don't really fully realize how vulnerable their children are to exploitation in that situation.
Right. All righty. Well, that was an interesting conversation, wasn't it?
A bit of a downer in some ways, but we are improving the situation.
Right, and the wall's still getting built, so that's good news. All right, well, we're going to switch gears again. I got a good one here for you. Whoops, it went away.
Yeah.
All right, top Google search last couple of days. Can I change my vote?
Yes.
Following the Hunter Biden sex tape release, that's the Google search, it is spiking. Can I change my vote?
I heard today that you can cannot in North Carolina, but there are eight states where you
can.
Seven?
Eight's what I heard, so some seven, eight.
Okay, I'll read them off and you count them behind me.
Right. Watch my digital computer.
Let's see here. I got to scroll down and here. Here are the states. Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, Pennsylvania, New York, Connecticut, and Mississippi.
Seven.
I agree.
Okay, so, but the important question is, why are people having, because that translates into voter regret. Why are they regretting? What is happening?
Who knows? I don't know.
You don't know?
I imagine they won't.
I told you exactly when I read the opening. The Google search started trending as number one after the Biden sex tapes came out.
Okay. So they voted for Biden and changed their mind.
It's more than, I think, the sex scandal. You know, I'm not saying it wouldn't bother me. I'm saying if it was just Hunter, you know, he's kind of an obscure, he's his kid, but he's not, you know, we haven't seen him in over a year, whatever. I'm not too concerned. When it's the emails and the texts that involve the son, the uncle, and the guy running for president of our country who has such deep ties to selling himself.
Yep.
You know, he is being used as bait for these lucrative deals. I have a tremendous problem with that.
And if you heard the debate, he explicitly said, I have never taken any money from them.
Yeah, he did.
From them.
Well, and he also said that he had not met with or talked business with his son.
But that
has been shown to be false.
Well, he wasn't lying about not taking money from them. He's taking the money from his son who is taking it from them. Bob?
I was going to add that for the last few years, we've heard about the credibility of the president. It's in question. The credibility of the president's in question. Now it has quickly reversed. What about the credibility of this other candidate when everything's coming out? There is no credibility behind this other candidate.
True.
When they had been projecting, everybody has to look at the president's credibility.
And yet he has done everything he told us that he would do and more, and that he's done some things that he found out about after he became president.
Right. And folks, let me caution you. Those sex tapes, the Biden laptop tapes.
The pictures,
the videos have been released on the internet. Do not go searching for them unless you're prepared to see some very, very sick stuff.
The man's sick. I mean, he's obviously a sexual deviant. The man is sick. The biggest thing you're going to hear when arguing this is, funny how it dropped 2 weeks before election. This didn't drop 2 weeks. before election. Okay, this has been since December, November of last year that this laptop was seized by the FBI.
Yeah.
Okay, they have been sitting on this, and I think we touched on that earlier in the show.
Yeah, you did.
But you know, this is the same. The FBI. This is the same. The investigators who gave the FISA warrants and allowed there to be a 3-year Russian interrogation with no evidence.
Right.
Knowing it was paid for, we now have evidence. They knew it had been paid for, the fake dossier by Hillary Clinton's campaign. Okay, they knew that.
More and of still an attempted allowed, more of an attempted coup.
Right, and right. still allowed that investigation to continue.
Sure.
They sat there and allowed it to go on for over a year. And okay, wasting your taxpayers' money. So you have to understand this is a lot more involved, a lot deeper. This was not just Trump dropping a bombshell. No. Okay, this has been going on, and you need to do your research. Now, is there going to be some exaggeration and some, you know,
on both sides,
or there's going to be exaggeration? And, oh my gosh, this is bad. Okay, yeah, there will be. So make sure you check your sources, check reliable sources and people you can trust, but look into it. Do not believe when NPR puts out a statement that they're not going to investigate this because there is no verification.
Right.
No verification. You have actual pictures of the guy and actual text and emails from him
and they talking say about it cannot the big guy.
And apparently his business partner has confirmed that, yes, this was the real deal. Yes.
Absolutely. Well, he just turned in three phones that are full of all the texts and the emails between all three of them. And let me tell you something. If you think for 1 second if that boy's last name was Trump and it was not going to be 24/7 on the news...
Yeah.
You really have been living with your head in a hole.
Well, mainstream media is enabling all of this to take place, and they are cohorts in, as far as I'm concerned. We need to take another break, hear from our sponsors, come back, and wrap this show up.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and we're glad that you stuck around to hear the end of the show. We're going to move on to the elections now. Want to let you know, now this is Craven County. But most of the other counties are the same way, I'm sure. One-stop voting in Saturday, October 31st at 3 p.m.
Halloween Day.
Now, that will be the last day you can register and vote on the same day.
Right.
That's the last day of early voting. And it's the last day to return an absentee ballot by mail. Is Tuesday, November the 3rd. I'm sorry.
Has to be postmarked Tuesday, November the 3rd.
By 5 p.m.
Before then.
Okay. And general election day is Tuesday, November the 3rd, 2020. The polls will open at 6:30 a.m. and close at 7:30 p.m. And the county canvass for Craven County will be on Friday, November the 13th at 11 a.m. And here are the locations in Craven County. We've got the Board of Elections, 406 Craven Street. We've got the Cove City Fire Department, 425 South Main Street. We've got the Vanceford Fire Department, 375 North Carolina Highway 43. We've got in Havelock at the New Beginnings Ministry of Faith Church at 30 Park Lane. And we've got it Byrne Square in New Bern, 2684 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Now, no matter where you live in the county, you can go to any one of those locations. Some of them are less busy than the others. For instance, Cove City and Vanceburg, very seldom is there a line to wait in. Right now, I believe Byrne Square in New Bern is the most heavily trafficked.
And it was easy in and easy out.
Yeah,
seriously.
That one in Byrne Square, they have 15 machines opposed to the one downtown New Bern has 8 machines, so it moves a little bit quicker. And Bob, you got
Rick, I was going to add again, you can go to those sites for the early voting. That is through Saturday. Now this, we're going to be aired Saturday morning through Saturday 3 p.m. Any precinct can go to any of those sites. However, on election day, you must go to your own precinct to vote. Make sure you know where your precinct is.
Right. Absolutely. Thank you for bringing that up. Now, I'll give you a little update, and this is as of 3 p.m. Wednesday, October 28th. There's been a total of 36,923 votes cast. This is Craven County. There's been a total of 12,334 Democratic votes, 14,103 Republican votes, 10,306 unaffiliated votes, 152 Libertarian votes, 17 Green Party votes, 11 Constitution Party votes. And it goes ahead and breaks it down by races and sex and all that stuff. There's one over here that I'm not sure about. Yeah, I am. Where it's male, female, and UND.
Is undefined?
Undefined. Some people thought it meant undecided. But no, it's undefined when you see that. And in 2016... let me give you the current registrations is registered voters in the county is 72,552. So at 3 p.m. on Wednesday, that meant 50.89% had voted.
And Rick, of that 72,000, approximately 10,000 of those are inactive voters, meaning they have they're on the rolls, but they haven't voted in the last 8 years.
Right. And in 2016, there were only 71,681, so there was about 1,000 less registrations, and the percent voted was 48.78%. So we're moving right along. I expect that on Election Day, there's going to be a big crowd, the last-minute rush, and the people that want to vote on Election Day. But... a lot of people are urging that we get out and vote early. You can avoid those long waits. I know because I'm working the polls, and the first day downtown New Bern, the line wrapped around the building all the way back to the door, and it was a four-hour wait.
Even in Havelock, we had a two-hour wait.
Right. So,
But then again, two nights ago, I rode by the polls downtown about 7 o'clock, and there was no one there, and you could run right in and vote.
Absolutely. So, all day.
You know, and it does go until 7:30. Right. So it's going to be wet and rainy. We have the remnants of Hurricane Zeta coming through, you know, so you need to be prepared for that. If you don't like standing in the line in the rain, I'd go ahead and get it done while the weather is beautiful and crisp.
Good advice.
This weekend.
Good advice.
And you just never know. I mean, you never know. This is a big one. This is important.
And make sure you vote all the way, both sides of the ballot. Please.
I want to point out, in the last couple of days, it's been rather light, and most people have been able to come in and get voted within 20 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
I've been outside the polls most of the time, and I think several of us in here have been. But one thing that I've observed, and I'm very glad to say, is that everyone seems to be getting along really, really well. There's no animosity. There's been no big arguments or anything like that. And the people who are campaigning that are on the Democrat side, people who are campaigning that are on the Republican side, get along together, you know, offer each other, hey, I'm going to the store, you want me to bring you back anything, and things like that. And it's been nice. Even the people going through the lines, and they have been fair with discussing all the candidates on both sides. And a lot of times people will spend a lot of time with you and answering and asking a lot of questions. And it doesn't really make any difference of what their color is or what their race is or what their original country they came from and things like that. All of them are taking advantage of the good American institution and election.
Right. And that's our message, folks. Get involved in the process. Go out. Get it done. Make it count. And for heaven's sake, please don't let anything sway you from going and doing your duty. Well, that's all the time we have for today's show. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you'll come back and join us again next Saturday. And that's Wake Up Call, folks. CCTA Wake Up Call.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutrition consultant. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Also, the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties. Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.